We turn to politics now with the 2020 candidates making their case to voters in early states and in some cases beyond.
In Hampton, New Hampshire today, Joe Biden laid out what he calls his vision to restore decency and dignity in America, something he says is missing under the leadership of President Trump.
We're embracing dictators. The president's embracing oligarchs. Poking a finger in the eye of all of our allies as well. So it's our example that we have stood for in the past that has allowed the world to unite in the greatest, literally, not figuratively, the greatest alliances in human history.
The former vice president wasn't the only presidential hopeful to hit the trail in early voting states. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker delivered a commencement speech Saturday at Southern New Hampshire University.
This is a day that thousands of people have helped to make.
At a Davenport, Iowa restaurant, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper called for Democratic unity. And in front of hundreds in Las Vegas, Nevada, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg told the Human Rights Campaign's annual gala that he is concerned about artificial divisions created between groups of voters.
What I worry about are the very real walls being put up between us as we get divided and carved up. What every gay person has in common with every excluded person of any kind is knowing what it's like to see a wall between you and the rest of the world and wonder what it's like on the other side.
Meanwhile, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren veered off the early state trail and into rural red towns like Chillicothe, Ohio, and Kermit, West Virginia, population 400.
Anyone in here know someone who's been caught in the grips of addiction? Oh my gosh.
She spoke with voters, many whom supported Mr. Trump in 2016, about the impacts of the opioid epidemic in their community and her proposal to end the crisis. Another plan, this one from Julian Castro, the proposal reshapes U.S. public education, calling for universal pre-K, college debt reform, Pell Grant expansion, and a $150 billion investment in public high school infrastructure. All this as the Democratic field keeps growing.
We will make a final decision this week.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said today he'll make his decision to jump in the race this week. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is widely expected to announce his presidential bid Tuesday.